What's new from Tort Trust? Issue 2, 2026. Read by Anne Baratloff and me, Sheila Dunning. With additional book details read by George, Torch's synthetic voice.
The Accessible Christian Reading and Services Magazine from Torch Trust. Published by Torch Trust, Torch House, Torch Way, Market Harborough, Leicestershire, LE16, 9HL. Website torchtrust.org. Telephone number 01858 438 260. Copyright Torch Trust 2020. Registered charity number 1095904. Views expressed in the features are not necessarily those of Torch Trust. What's new from Torch Trust is available in the following formats: email, DAISY and audio CD, Braille and large print, 17, 20, 25 and 30 point. It can also be viewed on the Torch website.
Welcome. From Julie Jones, Client Services Team Leader. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. Psalm 88, verses 1 and 2, from the New International Version. Dear friends, so begins what is widely regarded as one of the saddest psalms in the Bible. It is a desperate prayer written by someone experiencing deep hardship and suffering. I came across it recently as part of an article about engaging creatively with teenagers and young adults on the topic of Christian worship. The church in question held a workshop where gospel readings and biblical psalms of lament were considered alongside the deeply emotional lyrics of American pop singer and songwriter Billie Eilish. The event proved more popular than expected, with its Gen Z audience, anyone born between 1997 and 2012, sharing openly about their anxiety, doubts and pain in a way that is rarely possible in mainstream church services. The organisers concluded that young people are searching for a faith that makes room for struggle, not just for celebration. Being blind or partially sighted often brings more challenges than can be fully understood or explained to others, or even ourselves. But our Heavenly Father is not ignorant of our struggles. He is not limited or undermined in any way by our fear, doubt, or anxiety. And he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Whatever darkness you may be experiencing, let Psalm 88 encourage you to take it to God, finding strength and fellowship with him as you do so. In this issue, Jeanette Sturgis lifts the lid on our collection of books for children and young people. Did you know that we produce audio, braille and large print editions of the UK's most popular evangelical magazine, Premier Christianity? Read on to find out more about this best-selling Christian publication. We go out and about with the client services team as Laura joins the Lent group. And there is some exciting news about our autumn and winter Torch Together holiday programme. You won't want to miss it.
New books to buy and or borrow from Torch. The following books are a selection from those most recently made available for you to purchase or borrow in the formats listed. We have over 1,000 other accessible books for you to buy, and these are all listed on our online resources catalogue, eshop.torchtrust.org.uk. Torch also operates a free postal lending library with 3,000 books available to borrow in a variety of accessible media. For more information, please contact the client services team. The Rule of Benedict by Joan Chittister, Crossroad Publishing. Ref 10272. £18.99 available to buy or borrow in all formats. This new edition of the classic religious text, The Rule of Saint Benedict, combines its timeless wisdom with the perceptive commentary of a renowned Benedictine mystic and scholar. From it she draws out a spirituality for the 21st century. Remember Tuesday Morning. By Karen Kingsbury, Zondervan Publishing. Ref 10273. Available to borrow in Braille or DAISY. Continue the best-selling 9/11 fiction series, a heartfelt story of grief, redemption, learning to love again, and a second chance at faith and hope. The Intercessions Handbook. By John Pritchard, SPCK. Ref 10275. £10.99 available to buy in large print. A key resource that we used to sell by the bucket load in my Christian bookshop. It helps those asked to lead intercessions in church to do just that. Better Ways to Read the Bible. By Zach Lambert, Baker Publishing. Ref 10276. Available to borrow in DAISY. How can we read the Bible in ways that lead to healing and wholeness? If you have been hurt by harmful interpretations or feel disconnected from Scripture, this book offers a path forward to reclaim the Bible's life-giving message. 366 Days of Truth in a Nutshell. By John Mollett, Kingdom Publishers. Ref 10277. £17.99 available to buy in Braille and DAISY. Daily Bites of Biblical Wisdom to Challenge and Encourage. Abused, Addicted, Free. By Trudy Makepeace, Malcolm Down Publishing. Ref 10278. £9.99 available to buy or borrow in all formats. The inspiring, true story of transformation, marked by the mercy and miraculous power of God, making Trudy a true champion of the broken, destitute, and marginalized. Good, Bad, No Dad. A biblical reflection on the father deficit in contemporary society. By John Woods, Grace Publications. Ref 10280. £14.99 available to order in DAISY. There are no quick fixes for fatherlessness. For those who feel hopeless because of their experiences, this book points to the hope and help found in the God of the Bible, the perfect father to the fatherless. Common Worship, Morning and Evening Prayer. Church House Publishing. Ref 10284. £16.99 available to buy in Braille and large print. This is an easy-to-use volume, containing authorized forms of morning prayer and evening prayer for weekdays during ordinary time and each of the seasons of the Christian year, together with a selected psalm and scripture reading. Ragamuffin Gospel. By Brennan Manning, Multnomah Press. Ref 10285. £13 available to buy or borrow in DAISY. Manning's now classic meditation on grace and what it takes to access it, Simple Honesty, is outstanding. I am surprised we have only just made it accessible, so pleased we have. David's Crown. By Malcolm Guite, Canterbury Press. Ref 10286. £18.99 available to buy in Braille. 150 poems by the best-selling poet Malcolm Guite, each one written in response to the Bible's 150 Psalms as they appear in William Coverdale's timeless translation. Priceless People. by Ben R. Boland, CFP. Ref 10290. £8.99 available to buy or borrow in Daisy. Discover how to effectively share Jesus' love with older people and those living with dementia in this practical and compassionate guide. All the Times You Were Not There, TTS. Memoir of Family, Failure and Faith from London's East End. By Emma Fowle, SPCK. Ref 10339. Also available to buy in large print. Available in new formats. The following titles are now available to buy or borrow in a previously unavailable format. Audio. Messages That Move, TTS, by Tim Hawkins, The Good Book Company. Ref 10282, to borrow. Able to Laugh by Jade Reynolds, SPCK. Ref 10135, to borrow. Gospel Conversations by Phil Layton, Salvationist Publishing and Supplies. Ref 10134, to borrow. Proverbs, Wisdom for the Whole of Life by Anthony Billington, IVP, CMF. Ref 9983, to borrow. Lost Message of Paul by Steve Chalk, SPCK. Ref 10156, to borrow. Walk in My Shoes by Mick Fleming, SPCK. Ref 10015, to borrow in Daisy, and large print. Embracing God in Your Suffering by Dave Furman, Evangelical Press. Ref 10018, to borrow in Daisy, and large print. Braille. The Bible Course by Andrew Ollerton, The Bible Society. Ref 9993, to borrow. Suppression and Suspicion by Mel Starr, Lion Hudson, SPCK. Ref 9743, to borrow. Trail of Ink by Mel Starr, Lion Hudson Limited. Ref 8851, to borrow. Unhallowed Ground by Mel Starr, Lion Hudson Limited, Monic Books. Ref 8805, to borrow. Unquiet Bones by Mel Starr, Lion Hudson Limited. Ref 8849, to borrow. Familiar Stranger by Tyler Statton, Hodder and Stoughton Limited. Ref 9971, to borrow. A Church Called Tov by Scott McKnight, Tyndale House Publishers. Ref 9973, to borrow. 366 Days of Truth in a Nutshell, TTS, by John Mollett, Kingdom Publishers. Ref 10277, also available to buy in Daisy. Before They Leave the Stage by Ken Batston, Day One Publications. Ref 10017, also available to borrow in Daisy. Corpse at St. Andrew's Chapel by Mel Starr, Lion Hudson Limited. Ref 8850, also available to borrow in Daisy. The Greatest Story Ever Told by Bear Grylls, Hodder and Stoughton Limited. Ref 9972, also available to borrow in Daisy. Be Still, Psalm Devotions by Matthew Searles, 10 Publishing. Ref 10019, also available to borrow in Daisy, and large print. From Witchcraft to Christ by Doreen Irvin, David C. Cook. Ref 9970, also available to borrow in large print. Celebrating 40 Years of Faith in the City by Terry Drummond, Sacristy Press. Ref 10288, also available to buy in large print. Giant print. Soul Obsession by Nikki Cruz, Hodder and Stoughton Limited. Ref 5690, to borrow. Five Practices of Fruitful Congregations, revised and updated by Robert Schnees, Abingdon Press. Ref 10133, to borrow. God on Mute by Pete Gregg, Survivor. Ref 6454, to borrow. Steps by John Ortberg, Tyndale Refresh. Ref 9974, to borrow. 40. 40 Days to Renew Your Mind, Transform Your Life by Phil Green, Scripture Union. Ref 8102, to borrow.
Discipleship Journey Books. Resources curator Jeanette Sturgis writes, "Sometimes it is hard to know under which subheading to list our recommendations for discipleship books. For instance, Red Letter Christianity could appear in Being with Jesus, as it looks at what he says as recorded in the Bible. But it also encourages us to become like Christ and live out what he tells us. Likewise, Unleashed considers the message of the book of Acts, and again it is encouraging us to live as New Testament believers did, as they imitated Christ. It is a good reminder that the discipleship journey is not a linear one. We circle back and learn again, finding our rhythms as we go. May these recommendations help you as you journey. Theme 1. Being with Jesus. Faith Habits and How to Form Them by Emma Timms, SPCK, reference 10158, £11.99 to buy or borrow in all formats. I found this a great introduction to different spiritual practices and was motivated by the author's testimony that they help her not just to know about God, but to experience the living presence of the Trinity. In Faith Habits and How to Form Them, retreat guide and spiritual director Emma Timms shares 21 spiritual practices that will both feed your soul and fit with the life you are actually living. Drawing from the Bible, the saints and mystics of old, as well as contemporary psychology, this book will help you uncover God's already active presence inside you and help you form rhythms and practices to connect more deeply. Immeasurably Deeper by Abby Guinness, Lion Hudson, reference 8334, £7.99 to borrow or buy in Braille and large print. This 40-part devotional from Spring Harvest encourages us to dig deeper and gives practical advice about immersing ourselves in rhythms that refresh us and help us experience more of the power of the Spirit in our daily lives. Each section is focused on a different area of life or spiritual discipline and offers a Bible passage, something to read, and something to think about, to do, and to pray. God Knows Your Name by Catherine Campbell, Lion Hudson, reference 7815, £7.99 to buy or borrow in all media. If you enjoyed Catherine's Christmas book, then why not try this? The author encourages us to embrace the truth of a personal God, bringing Bible stories to life by contrasting them with parallel stories from the present day. Theme 2, Becoming Like Jesus. Peace over Perfection. Enjoying a Good God When You Feel You're Never Good Enough by Faith Chang. The Good Book Company. Reference 10009, £9.99 to buy or borrow in all formats. Chang explores the Bible to show that as God deals with us as in-process people, he is far more merciful, righteous and patient than we may have imagined. As we consider how he interacts bountifully with us, the weary and scrupulous Christian perfectionist will be free to serve God while experiencing his love and peace. I have just looked through my copy and nearly everything is underlined. What sets this apart for me as a book on perfectionism, and I have read a few, is that it acknowledges that at its core, perfectionism has good roots and brings us back to our reliance and rest in Christ. Glancing at it has made me want to read it again. Faith for All Seasons by Jeff Lucas. CWR, reference 8646, £9.99 to buy in Braille and large print. A reflection on the life of Elijah and the truth that God is committed to shaping and equipping us for the various stages of life that we will all navigate. Lucas considers how episodes of bravery and trust don't guarantee faithfulness today, that God is kind, gently but firmly helping Elijah through his season of depression, that doing what God commands might be costly, but it's the way to break through, and that God is sufficient for the whole of life, not just the sunnier days. Red Letter Christianity by Shane Claiborne and Tony Campolo. Hodder and Stoughton, reference 8050. £12.99 to buy or borrow in Daisy. If Bible reading is your preferred faith habit or rhythm, and you want to follow Jesus more closely, then this book could be for you. The authors look at the words of Jesus, written in some Bibles in red, and challenge us to follow them more closely. Theme 3, Doing What Jesus Did. Future Proof, How to Live for Jesus in a Culture That Keeps on Changing by Stephen McAlpine. The Good Book Company, reference 10008, £8.99 to buy or borrow in all media. We are living in a time of rapid cultural change, when Christian views are often seen as outdated and even dangerous. This can leave us feeling anxious about how to live out what we believe and uncertain about the future of the church. Stephen examines secular narratives about purpose and authenticity, connectedness and progress, and compares them to the promises made by the Bible. He also examines the things that cause many Christians and non-Christians to be anxious about the future, and shows that the Bible offers a more satisfying, more realistic, and more hopeful vision of the future. Unleashed by Gavin and Anne Culver, IVP, reference 9357, £8.99 to buy in Braille and large print. Having thought about ourselves as individuals becoming like Christ, what about a book to challenge us as church to be more like the church in Acts? What can we learn from them about the Holy Spirit in the life of the church, taking risks, living together in the power of the Spirit, works and wonders, hearing from God, and responding to the call of God? Back to the Source by Krish Kandaya, Lion Hudson, reference 8079, £8.99 to buy or borrow in Braille and large print. Covering 30 daily challenges to move forward in your walk with God and live like Jesus. Using John's Gospel, each challenge is a step towards being, saying, and doing, whilst exploring who Jesus was and is, and what the good news really is. Book Focus. When I first joined Torch, you could be forgiven for thinking we didn't do any resources for children. Look in the shop, and there was nothing there. Truth be told, they were hiding away under different categories. Well, not anymore. We now have a children's section with 94 books in it, listed across four subcategories: Bible stories, biographies, fiction, and life issues. Not only are they intended for the enjoyment of visually impaired children, but parents and or grandparents who are blind or partially sighted can read them to their kids and or grandkids. Some adults may even like to read these books for themselves.
New Inn. Wherever you go, I want you to know. By Melissa Kruger, Good Book Company. £101,526.99 to buy in Braille and large print. A lovely rhyming book that tells children your greatest aspiration, that they will love and follow Jesus. His grace is enough. How God makes it right when we've got it wrong. By Melissa Kruger, Good Book Company. £101,536.99 to buy in Braille and large print. Another rhyming book, this time explaining God's wonderful grace and forgiveness. We also have a couple of excellent retellings of Bible stories available. Goodbye to Goodbye's Storybook. A true story about Jesus, Lazarus, and an empty tomb. By Lauren Chandler, Good Book Company. £101,549.99 to buy in Braille and large print. A storybook that teaches young children that Jesus came to give his friends life after death. God's Very Good Idea Storybook. A true story of God's delightfully different family. By Trillia Newbell, Good Book Company. £101,559.99 to buy in Braille and large print. A book explaining how God made people equal but different and how we can be part of God's family through the saving work of Christ. Scamp Parables. By various authors. Scamp Publishing. £101,444. £22.99 to buy in all media. Beautiful retellings of Bible parables, often addressing emotional intelligence, forgiveness and kindness through animal or character-driven narratives. Discover Magazine. By Good News for Everyone. £100.03. Available to borrow or buy in all media. A free, one-off educational publication, designed as a teaching resource for UK primary schools. Suitable for children aged 9 to 11 years, it provides an opportunity to think about the big questions in life and the ways Christian scriptures answer those questions. To find out more about our collection of children and young people's accessible literature, or to request a transcription of a Christian book that we don't already stock, please contact the client services team.
Premier Christianity Magazine. Premier Christianity is the UK's leading monthly evangelical magazine, focusing on contemporary, cultural, and theological issues. It provides in-depth reporting, interviews, an analysis aimed at helping Christians navigate modern life while fostering debate across denominations. The publication aims to support and encourage you on your personal faith journey, while also tackling issues that affect society more broadly, including politics, current affairs, and cultural trends. At Torch, we are delighted to be able to offer this publication in full, available monthly on audio, Daisy and USB. We also offer a slightly shorter light version in Braille, and LP17 and LP25 comes in two volumes. To subscribe, please contact the client services team. A suggested annual donation of £47.99 is recommended. What others are saying. Gavin Calver, CEO of Evangelical Alliance. Premier Christianity is a real gift to the UK Church. It keeps us updated with what is going on nationally, stretches minds and hearts with challenging and thought-provoking content, and inspires so many with real stories of hope. I find it to be essential reading for my role as well as my heart. Dr. Krish Kandaya, activist, author, speaker and consultant. I find Premier Christianity magazine a fantastic way to stay informed with what is going on across the UK church, with cultural comment, the latest reviews and in-depth features. There will always be something you enjoy in each month's magazine. Chinny MacDonald, director of Theos, author and speaker. Premier Christianity magazine is an excellent publication, and I love that I can read stories, comments and opinions that I find challenging, as well as those I agree with. Above all, it's a great read and holds to the highest editorial standards. I'm proud to be associated with it.
100 Books That Changed the Church. A recent edition of Premier Christianity featured a list of the top 100 most influential books in shaping the faith of the UK church, with input from experts as well as Premier Christian radio listeners. The article revealed that almost half of UK adults no longer read books for pleasure, thus 2026 has been decreed the Year of Reading. We are delighted to say that Torch have more than 50% of these top 100 titles available to buy or to borrow in accessible media. Here are the top 10 books on the list. How many have you read? 1. The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom, Hodder and Stoughton, Ref 1966. All formats. A truly inspirational story about Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch woman who, together with her family, rescued more than 800 Jews and Dutch resistance workers from the Nazis during the Second World War. 2. The Cross and the Switchblade by David Wilkerson, Zondervan, Ref 1617. Daisy and Braille. The compelling true story of Pastor David Wilkerson's ministry to violent street gangs in New York City. 3. God Smuggler by Brother Andrew, Hodder and Stoughton, Ref 1979. All formats. The autobiography of Brother Andrew, Dutch missionary and founder of Open Doors International, which continues to support persecuted Christians in over 60 countries. 4. Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, William Collins, Ref 2020. All formats. Classic apologetics text, derived from a series of BBC radio talks designed to provide hope and moral clarity to a war-torn Britain during the 1940s. 5. The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer, Hodder and Stoughton, Ref 5801. All formats. Published in 1995, this New York Times bestseller has sold more than 7 million copies. Meyer teaches Christians how to change their life by changing their mind. 6. The Shack by William P. Young, Windblown Media, Ref 6803. All formats. 7. The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, William Collins, Daisy, and Giant Print. 8. The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, Oxford Classics, Ref 2701. All formats. 9. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer, Hodder and Stoughton, Ref 9720. All formats. 10. Run Baby Run by Nikki Cruz, Hodder and Stoughton, Ref 4604. Daisy and Braille. If you would like to buy or borrow any of these titles, or if you have a story you'd like to share about a book that has shaped your own faith, please drop us a line by phone, letter or email.
An invitation to Zoom Coffee Morning. Sarah Brookman writes, you have probably heard about the Torch Coffee Morning held at Torch House each month. It's an excellent way to meet others and enjoy being part of the Torch community. Plenty of coffee and cake and time to connect with friends, as well as time to pray for the work of Torch. We're aware that not everyone can travel to Torch House, so with this in mind, we run a virtual coffee morning which gathers via Zoom on the fourth Thursday of each month at 10:45 a.m. We meet for an hour and it's a relaxed way to chat and share news, as well as to pray for one another and for the work of Torch. We are joined each month by a different member of the staff team who facilitates a time of prayer for various aspects of Torch's ministry. So it's a great way to meet staff and learn more about what's going on at Torch too. We recognise how important it is to feel part of a community, so we would be delighted if you were able to join us for this time of shared connection. Bring along a cup of tea or coffee, and we look forward to welcoming you from wherever you are in the country. Joining details are as follows: via the internet, meeting ID 890-4499-3354. The passcode is 095077. Or via telephone 0208-080-6592 in the United Kingdom. Out and about with client services. This year, the client services team are getting out from behind our desks and joining different client-facing events to experience firsthand some of the activities and services we provide. Client services advisor Laura Jones writes, "I enjoyed attending the online Lent group. There was a lovely camaraderie in the group. After opening in prayer, we listened to a short extract from the book In Quietness and Trust, written by Matt Searles, entitled Blessed Are the Meek. It used the example of a person feeling like a dented tin. A tin of beans in the supermarket with a dent is not likely to be sold, but left on the shelf. The contents are still good, only the outer packaging is damaged." The group leader then shared a short reflection, expanding on this theme, after which he opened the floor and invited others to contribute their thoughts and experiences. "Although I chose not to contribute aloud, I took away a lot to think and ponder on. There was a general theme that society's attitude to disability is the problem, not the disability itself. One person's comment that really struck me is that we are all a work of art in progress. God hasn't finished with us yet. We all matter and have gifts to contribute. And often in the Bible, God didn't choose obvious people to serve his purposes. For example, Moses lacking confidence to address Pharaoh, yet ultimately leading the people of Israel out of Egypt. Or Jesus' disciples being fishermen and tax collectors. If I was a client, I would look forward to attending the Lent group each week."
Torch Together Holidays. Following record levels of interest in our summer holiday programme, we are really pleased to announce two new opportunities to join a Torch Together holiday. Our annual retreat will now be offered as a residential in Northampton in October. And in response to client feedback, we are hosting a new Christmas-themed holiday in January 2027. Bookings open for these two holidays on Monday the 29th of June 2026. Torch Together Retreat, Kings Park Conference Centre, Northampton, 13th to the 16th of October 2026. Cost, residential £400 per person, non-residential £45 per person. Theme, Come Away With Me and Find Rest. Led by Vicky Bryson and Sarah Brookman, we will be looking at the invitation Jesus gives his disciples in Mark chapter 6, verse 31, to take a step away from the busyness of life and enjoy a time of rest before they are sent out once again. We will be thinking about what it means for us to rest well in God and exploring a range of spiritual disciplines that can help us to encounter God, perhaps in a new or different way. Come ready to explore creative ways to refresh your spiritual life and experience how we can find God's rest as we set aside time to simply focus on being in His presence. Residential guests. Kings Park Conference Centre is a peaceful location, providing ensuite accommodation in twin or single rooms, freshly prepared meals, and a shared lounge area with tea and coffee making facilities. The price includes accommodation and all meals, as well as a visit to Torch House in Market Harborough for our monthly coffee morning on Thursday. Nearest rail station, Northampton, 4 miles away. Non-residential guests. You are welcome to attend the retreat on a non-residential basis. Join us at Kings Park Centre on Wednesday the 14th of October and at Torch House on Thursday the 15th of October. At Torch House, we will join in with the coffee morning and then continue with the retreat programme in the afternoon. The cost includes lunch and tea or coffees on both days. Please note that you will need to arrange your own transport to and from each venue. New Year Holiday 2027. The Greenhouse Christian Centre in Poole. The 11th to the 15th of January 2027. Cost per person £600. New for 2027. We are hosting a special Christmas-themed New Year break at the Greenhouse Christian Centre, created especially for people who may feel they miss out on the joy of festive celebrations. This warm and welcoming holiday offers the chance to revisit the spirit of Christmas in a relaxed and supportive environment, with reflections led by Chair of Trustees Tony Brown. Featuring enjoyable trips out in the local pool area and plenty of opportunities to connect, reflect and celebrate together, it's a chance to experience the comfort, community and joy of Christmas just a little later. You are welcome to invite a spouse, friend or family member to come along with you so that you can enjoy the holiday together. Cost per additional guest is £600. Venue. The Greenhouse Centre is a firm favourite with guests on our summer holidays. Food is freshly prepared on site, using quality seasonal produce, sourced locally where possible. The kitchen team is happy to cater for any particular dietary needs guests may have. For more details about the venue, please contact us via phone or email. Nearest rail station, Bournemouth, 3 miles away. Summer 2026 Holiday Programme. Limited places are still available at the Greenhouse Christian Centre in Poole, week 2, the 20th to the 24th of July. Costs £600, only for guests able to share a bedroom and provide their own guided assistance. The Hayes Conference Centre in Derbyshire, the 7th to the 11th of September. Cost £600. How to apply for a Torch Together holiday. To request a booking form and a copy of our terms and conditions, please email us via info@torchtrust.org or telephone 01858 438 260. If you need help to complete the booking form, you can request a call back from our holiday bookings team. We aim to respond with the decision within 2 weeks of receiving your completed application. Any questions? All Torch holidays are supported access holidays, designed for people who can manage most day-to-day activities independently, with light-touch support from staff and volunteers. If you are unsure which holiday might suit you best, or would like to talk through your needs, we would be very happy to help. As a Christian charity, we are guided by compassion, care, and respect for each person, and our heart and desire is to offer a place to as many people as possible, whilst keeping our holidays safe, welcoming, and joyful for all. Torch Together Bursary Fund. For those with genuine financial need, we offer bursaries for our Torch Together holidays. Application forms and a copy of the Bursary Fund guidelines are available on request. Please note that bursaries can only be awarded every 2 years.
Upcoming events, exhibitions and conferences. This summer, Torch will be exhibiting at 3 conferences. The 7th to 8th of July, Site Village Central in Birmingham. From the 1st to the 7th of August, Keswick Convention in the Lake District. From the 28th to the 30th of August, Big Church Festival, West Sussex. Do pop along to our stand and say hello if you plan to attend any of these events. A final word. Torch offers a wide range of services and resources to help Christians with sight loss grow in faith and community, including Bibles and Bible reading notes in audio, braille and large print. Hundreds of Christian fiction and non-fiction books to buy or borrow. Torch fellowship groups that meet in person around the country. Online groups such as virtual coffee mornings and a monthly book group. Sight loss friendly church scheme. Torch Together supported access holidays. In this edition, we would particularly like to highlight our chaplaincy telephone service, with trained Christian volunteers providing prayer and listening support with anyone struggling to come to terms with new or deteriorating sight loss. For more information or to explore what is available in your area, please contact the client services team. Contact details. If you want to contact us about anything in this edition of What's New, please email info@torchtrust.org or call client services on 01858 438 260.
Our phone lines are now open Monday to Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.